ready to dive in? Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast. Every episode explores, expands, and evolves the truths we encounter and experience in our human quest for clarity, joy, and exponential growth. And now, here is your host, Jim Case. Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast.
Happy New Year, everybody. How are you? Welcome to another Adventures in Truth livecast. My name is Jim Case. I'm the host. And welcome to, unbelievable enough, we are in 2021. And I'm excited to be here today. What'd you do for your New Year's? You had a wonderful New Year's. And was inspired to this show, quite frankly. Actually happened a few days ago. But this show today is about what my New Year's intention is. And my intention is to start a movement. How about that? Pretty exciting. I'm so excited about it. I'm kind of crazy nervous about it. I don't have any idea how this is going to unfold. I have, you know, what I've put together. And it's kind of cool to step into this idea of bringing forth an idea that could catch on, that could help us to go from what I believe is the 2021 mantra, which is the year of conscious creation. And when I say conscious creation, I mean that quite literally. I think we don't all comprehend at times how little conscious creation we do. And as a result of that, we are at the effect of much. So it becomes important to understand how to create consciously so that when you are in the process of being, in the process of unfolding that and setting your intentions, you have a clarity of purpose. You have a clarity of focus because you are being conscious. You're being present in the moment and you're creating from now. You're not trying to create from in the past or you're not trying to create in the future. You're setting the intention in now. So this movement, it starts in that idea of this is the year of conscious creation. And what I want to do is I want to take a moment here. And as I said, I kind of put this together and I'm excited about it. And I want it to flow well. And I want you guys to really grasp this and grab a hold of it because I want you to share this show and share this message. And my plan is to be out pretty much every day with a few minutes here or there to encourage you into this movement of conscious creation and conscious creation. So what does this look like? Well, before we go there, I want to take a few moments and I want to do what we always do on the show, and that's take a moment to focus. Whoops, that was my wrong button. So let's go here. We're going to go here and take a moment to focus. And especially today, especially now, all of this amazing energy that we have to work with, our energy. I'm going to set the premise right here, right now, before we dive into this meditation, because I want you to take this into the space and prepare and kind of fertilize the ground for where this is going to go over the course of the show. So here are the basics. Here I go with the buttons. I can't see anything. Okay. So we start with this idea of dump the resolutions. That's sort of my fun of around this idea of conscious creation, because opposite of conscious creation is willful. I guess we could call it creation, but it's more willful manipulation. It's less flow and more demand. It's less ease and more push and fight. And in that consciousness, in that willful consciousness, is a lot of lack, a belief that there is only a limited amount for any one person, a belief that my slice of pie is only so big, and that slice of pie has to be, I have to grab it, I have to snag it, I have to take it, because if I don't take it, it's not mine. And I'm going to encourage a whole different movement here. In conscious creation, it's all about ease and flow. In conscious creation, it's not about how, it's about what. In conscious creation, it's about how do you focus your energy? How do you focus in your alignment so that when you set an intention and you send that intention out, that that intention is coming from your heart. That intention is coming from the center of your being, that part of you that is the spark of the divine, that is calling to you and through you to show up as you. I hope you understand what I mean by that, because we're all here. We are 7.5 billion unique sparks of the divine living on this planet right now. But I'm going to take that even a step further here with this movement. We are 7.5 billion worlds occupying one planet. Take that in for a second. We are 7.5 billion worlds occupying one planet. So why do I say that? What does that even mean, actually? Well, I'm going to tell you. So here's the deal with life. And it's irrefutable. I mean, we all have the same experience. We just don't necessarily always put it to words. No one, and I mean no one, can live your life but you. No one. It doesn't. There's nothing you can do to make someone else live your life. It can't happen. The only person who can change your life is you. People can offer suggestions. People can have ideas. You can encounter things throughout the course of your movement through the world, but none of it can be utilized unless you allow it into your experience, into your world. So it's like window shopping. As you move through the world, your senses are picking up all this stuff that's going on, and you may see things that you think you like, or you may engage things, or you might talk to people that you're excited to talk about or talk to. And what happens is that over, as you continue through this process of creation, I think I got stuck there for a second. the idea being, we are 7.5 billion worlds. Your world is your responsibility. Your world is of your creation, whether you are conscious of it or not. And conscious creation and unconscious creation is happening. But when it's unconscious, it's being run by things that you are not being aware of. You are creating into your environment without an idea of what's being created. And so it feels like you are at effect. It feels like you are potentially the victim. But really, the only thing that you are a victim potentially of is your own thought and belief systems, is your own thoughts, feelings, and belief systems, your own choices. It all comes back to you. And that's such an amazingly powerful thing. And so here we are, 7.5 billion unique sparks of the divine. And imagine if each of our worlds broadcast the same message for a period of time. What if every single person on this planet in their own world embraced and engaged in energy that could change their world and the world? Because when multiple of us, when many of us come together in like mind, when that happens, we unify. That is where our allness takes place. That is where we are all connected. We are all connected via the source of where we come from on this planet. We are all connected as these expressions of the divine, but we don't always experience it that way. And the reason we don't is because we are in our own worlds and wondering why people in their worlds aren't attending to our world, because it's none of their damn business. Or if they're attempting to attend to your world, it's still none of their damn business, because they can't live your life, nor can you live theirs. They can't change your life, nor can you change theirs. So today, I am starting a movement to helpfully create that change. So we're going to go into backstory here. And now that I've gotten this far, I'm going to take us into that meditation. And when we come back on the other side, we're going to dive even more deeply into this idea and understanding what we're going to create and why. So let's bring it together here as we as we take this moment to focus. I want you to all just take a deep breath, one or two of them, wherever you are, laying down, sitting up, standing, walking. Of course, if you're driving, I want you to keep your eyes open. But if you're not, please allow yourself to go into your own space. And I just want you, as you're breathing, be with your breath. Bring all of your focus to your field. I want you to bring all of your awareness to your field and become aware of your field. Become aware of your energy. And more importantly, I want you to become aware of the things that are occupying your attention, things that are taking up chunks of your energy. And literally, it's like throughout your energy, there can be holes, there can be splits, there can be densification, there can be large clumps of things. These are all things that your energy is attempting to attend to over time. Some of it gets less attention than others. But remember, the core tenet of co-creation, the core tenet of creating your own reality is understanding that all of that is your creation. Understanding that all of it is there and its activation is activated by your attention. That's the only way it happens. Nothing else can activate you but you. It may be an outside stimulus, but you are choosing the response that's activating that thing in your energy. So I want you to be aware of your field and all the places that your energy is attending. I don't want you to do anything about it. I don't want you to judge it. I don't want you to do anything but observe it. Just observe that experience. And just be a moment in your own field, conscious of your energy. You may not see all of it. You may only see parts of it here and there, and that's okay. It takes practice to attend to your energy, especially if you've ignored it, especially if you preferred unconsciousness. It's going to be a challenge in the beginning, but I ask you to simply trust and allow. You don't have to do anything. You simply need to be, follow the prompts through my voice, and just allow yourself to start to see what you may not have seen before. So now that you have that experience of your energy in your field, I want you to bring your awareness, the center focus of your beingness, right into your heart, right into the center of your heart space. And I want you to command your energy so that you pull all of your energy out of external stimulation. I want you to consciously imagine that you're bringing all of that energy right into your heart space and you're just pulling it. In reality, it's this big toroidal field, right? So I'm asking you to bring this field down into your heart, into your body. And once you have it situated in your body, just be in that experience. It may have all kinds of different feelings. It may feel uncomfortable. It may feel amazing. And anywhere in between, just be with the experience. There's no need to panic. There's no need to be concerned. There's no need to worry. This is you. This is your energy. This is everything that you have created. How could you be afraid of you? And if you are afraid of you, that's an important thing to understand. Most of us are afraid of ourselves, but not for the reasons we think. Most of us are afraid of ourselves, as The Course in Miracles talks about, Marianne Williamson talks about. We're afraid of the power that we are. That's truly what we may be afraid of, if anything. So feeling that powerful toroidal energy, that center in your heart, just beaming with pure love, feeling that inside your body. And I want you now to allow your consciousness to start to explore the inside of your body. Just be with the inside of yourself. Roam around the inside of your head, behind your eyes, around your brain. Go into your brain stem and down your spine. What does that feel like? Again, don't qualify it or judge it. Just experience it. It can show up in so many amazing ways. You may be someone who sees in cartoons. You may be someone who doesn't see but feels. You may not be someone that feels but experiences different things that leave images. Allow that, whatever that particular thing for you is, that's you. Be with it. Explore as it goes down through the neck and all the muscles and tendons and minutiae and blood vessels and blood and cells and bones and everything through your body. coming down into your torso. Feel the amazingness of all that's going on in your body. As you move down through the hips and the thighs and the knees and the legs and the upper arms and the elbows, all the way down to your toes and fingertips. Keeping that powerful awareness inside of your body. Let the body speak to you. Let your body tell you what's going on, because it knows far more about itself than you probably do. Let it inform you. Is there discomfort somewhere? Put a little focus in that discomfort. Put a little breath into that discomfort and let it speak, because it will. Clearly, it will speak. And now that you've spent a little time inside, now I want you to even focus tighter. Bring that toroidal field in the heart into full expression. See its brilliance, because you've taken this field that's normally enormous and you've brought it down into your heart space. It's huge. The energy in it is extraordinary. Feel it. And now I want you to feel your breath. Become aware of your breath. This is very critical. The breath is everything, guys. The breath is the foundation of who we are. When you learn to manage breath, you learn to manage energy. Because energy, breath is all chi, prana, life force, all of these amazing things, all of this amazing energy that keeps us on this planet, that keeps us connected, soul to spirit to human, keeps us aligned. It is only through our choices that those alignments change. So we use the breath intentionally. And today we're going to add another level of intention to that breath. So when we breathe in through the nose to a count of four, and you fill as completely as you possibly can to a count of four. And when you get to the top, you're going to rest. That fullness, you're going to rest and relax in it. And then you're going to engage and you're going to purge all of that air and energy through the mouth. Purging it out, releasing it completely all the way to the end till you've reached all the way down deep into the lobes of those lungs and pulled all of that old energy and air out. And then you're going to rest in that emptiness. You're going to rest in that void, experiencing the joy of that place as powerfully as the full place. And then you'll engage the lungs and you'll go for four again. At the top, you'll rest. Then you'll release through the mouth, purging it all out. And then you'll rest at the bottom. So walk with me through this as we do this, and then we're going to add another level to this as a part of our movement today. So here we go, focusing all of that awareness, eyes are closed into the heart space as we inhale. 2, 3, 4. Resting in that fullness for just a moment. And now releasing from the mouth. 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, and then rest in the emptiness. And then engage the lungs as you inhale. 2, 3, 4. You're holding at the top, fully relaxed. Shoulders and neck are relaxed. And then you release out of the mouth. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And we rest at the bottom. Fully opening to that space of emptiness. As we engage the lungs and inhale, 2, 3, 4, holding at the top, relaxing, and then releasing from the mouth. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, as you rest in that void at the bottom, resting completely, staying engaged in the process, continuing this rhythm on your own as you inhale. 2, 3, feeling full at the top. I want you to continue this rhythm, staying in your rhythm with this breath. Into 4, hold for a couple, release to 6, hold for a couple. Naturally allowing that rhythm, feeling how centering and aligning that is. Allowing the breath to fully express, so every breath as you inhale is full and rich, 360 degree expansion of air, feeling it powerfully. And then as you release it, feeling it contract, feeling your ability to lose and move all of this old energy out of your system so that you can make way for new energy. And now as you continue, I want you to take these words into your space. My world is good. We're going to talk about this more after the meditation. But for right now, just take that in. My world is good. And I want you to feel every word. I don't want you to assess it or judge it. Just intend it. Focus in it. My world is good. 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 And continue that until you complete the cycle. Whatever cycle you are in the breath process, continue. And now as you relax, allow your energy to expand once again, consciously choosing to open the heart and allow the energy to move back out into the field, back out into the universe, bringing you back to this moment, right here, right now, focused with us. Excellent job, y'all. And so I've given away the first stage of our new movement. So this movement, dumping the resolutions, aligning, learning how to consciously align, but also consciously create. So the evolution of this was about a week and a half ago. I was in meditation. I had been thinking a lot about what can I do? What would be something? I just kind of wanted to, again, feel my way into how could we transition in the new year? Because for me, the new year thing is always a little hanky. One, because I think resolutions are ridiculous. Two, I wanted, while it is a new beginning, it is a continuation of what we have been doing, and we're couching it in a new beginning, but we're not creating a new beginning. So that's another part of this movement, is a change in how we create the foundation for our movement, for our evolution, for this growth and change, for this movement that I'm calling forth. So I was contemplating how to go about, if there was even a way to do something, because I didn't want it to be complicated. I didn't want it to be a big thing that was going to have to require a lot of time and attention. But I wanted it to be something that could be impactful in a short period of time. And that's the beauty of energy. Because it only requires your attention and intention, that's all that's required to create a focused and intentional attentional statement or an intentional idea or intentional, to be intentional simply requires a focus and direction, right? So that got me kind of excited, because then that led me to thinking about what we have been experiencing over the course of the last 4 years. And this is in no way politically anything. Although it is political, it's not a side. And we'll get to that more too. But here's the deal. We have observed, clearly observed, how a very focused few group of people can create a complete change in the consciousness of humanity. We've watched it occur. We've watched truth go somewhere or become a thing that we don't trust anymore. We've watched this pandemic, whatever this is affecting our world. We're watching it unfold right before us. All of the things that are going on in the world, all of the negative energy, and that's the thing that's been most prevalent to me, is there's been a lot of negative creation going on. A lot of some select people who understand human nature enough to know how to manipulate each and every one of us, each and every one of you, all of us out there, through negative manipulation. And I thought, light bulb moment, holy crap. We've been observing this for 4 years, feeling victimized or feeling in some form, feeling put upon or feeling like this is bullshit, or coming up with conspiracy theories or coming up with alternate theories to make the reality of it feel better or look better. And I would encourage you to just lose all that nonsense. It's simply a reflection. Do you understand? It is a reflection. We are creating that. every 7.5 billion worlds creating that one world or that multiple collection of worlds, creating their own version of life and then projecting that intention out into the world and watching it as it changed the face of how we think and feel across this country and across this planet. You may not like what I'm saying, but I ask you to sit with it, feel it. Feel it, because it is the truth of who we are. So that prompted me to say, wait a second, we can make a difference. We are not powerless right here, right now. We may be powerless to change some of the stupid things that are going on, or the inappropriate things that are going on, or the downright evil things that are going on. But what we can change is the energy around them. Because if we are focused on those negative outcomes, then we are focused in a negative space. But if we are creating our own world in a positive space, when we do that as one, we're very powerful because we will see change in our own world. When we do it as a group, we become unbelievably powerful. You know, in Law of Attraction, Esther talks about you are one aligned person is more powerful than a million unaligned people or 1,000. I don't know, there's a lot, right? In that, intentional creation and alignment are, it's the shortest distance between two points. It isn't that the negative stuff isn't coming to creation. It is understanding that when we are in our element, when we are aligned and connected, when we are intentional with our creation, nothing can get in the way of that because we are creating our world. The only way anything gets in is if you allow it. Now, does that mean ignoring things? It could mean that sometimes because some of it is just not worth your attention or energy. But so let me get back to this, the evolution of this movement. The evolution of this movement is we get to choose our world. And so as I'm in meditation, I'm kind of excited by this. And then the statement that came through my mind at that point was, my world is good. My world is good. And that's why I used it today in the meditation, because my world is good is just a generic energy, which is a beautiful place to start a movement, because my world is good has nothing to do with whether you're a woman or a man, a kid, an adult, a teenager, a Gen X, a Gen Y, a Gen Z. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're a girl. Doesn't matter if you're a boy. Doesn't matter if you're somewhere on the spectrum. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you're Republican. Doesn't matter if you're Democrat. Doesn't matter if you even pay attention to politics. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you're religious or not. It doesn't matter whether you're an atheist or whether you're a devout Catholic or whether you're a devout Jesuit or whether you are a Tibetan monk. It doesn't matter. This statement simply states, my world is good. I ask you, as you take this in, as you feel your way into this statement, I want you to feel every word, my world is good. And what I want you to do is I just want you to repeat it. I just want you to repeat it in your world as often as you think about it. If you want some structure, then when you wake up in the morning, first thing you do, 10 times, my world is good. 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 What I want you to observe is the progression that you observed me go through as I said that 10 times. I didn't count it. I hope I got to 10. But here's the thing. Notice the joy. People, I didn't make this up. I'm sitting here talking to you just, you know, I'm in a room all by myself talking to you. And suddenly my energy is up. Suddenly I'm more amplified. Can you see that? Can you feel that? It's freaking amazing to me. And that is the core of the movement. This movement will evolve. But what I want all of us to do, as many of you who can hear my voice, and as many of you who can share this to as many people as you can, my world is good. I want us to introduce a whole new energy, a whole new consciousness, because when we do that, that is the tipping point that we look for. That is the tipping point that helps us take all of this energy and just move another direction. Right now, we are kind of squarely in the middle of this craziness, this negative creation propaganda, this lunacy that none of us knows how to deal with, but we do. And I'm saying this movement is it. On the face of it, it may feel a little hinky. I get it. The statement for me, I had to sit with the statement for 3 days before I could finally, you know, through the meditation and through deeper understanding and asking questions, finally get to the place of, oh, this is incredible. It's so simple. It doesn't have to be complicated. So back to the structure. You get up in the morning 10 times. You just feel it. You just say it with feeling. It requires no effort. I think that's amazing. Just focusing your intention. My world is good. My world is good. Don't even, you know, I mean, literally, everybody has that moment when you come back in your body. The second you arrive back in your body, my world is good. My world is good. My world is good. If you can, even better, speak it to yourself in the mirror, looking at yourself in the eyes. Look yourself in the eyes and say, my world is good. And watch the sparkle that raises up inside of you. Watch the sparkle that raises and radiates all around you. My desire, my mission in this is that you are able to say this as many times a day as you can. So anytime you go into a negative place, anytime you find yourself veering toward a negative thought, my world is good. Anytime you're going into that, my world is good. Reaffirm over and over and over again. Re-engage it, but engage it with feeling, with conscious desire. I don't want you to compare things in your world. I don't want you to go, yeah, but. It's not a yeah, but statement. I don't want to hear yeah, but. There is no yeah, but. This is simply an exercise to help shift your energy, to help you step into a process of conscious creation. Trust that, please. No harm can come to you in the process of doing this. You cannot hurt yourself in the process of doing this. Regardless of the circumstances of your life, if you say my world is good and you believe it and you know it, because inherently you know what goodness is, inherently you know that experience. But if your world doesn't reflect that to you right now, all the more reason to fully engage it. It's not going to reinforce what you have. It's creating an intention to move through what you have. It's creating an intention that will radically change everything in your life. And for some of you, that will happen very quickly. For others, it may take a little longer. That's all about your structure and your beliefs, but it isn't a bad thing. We all have choices. We all have a path that we're navigating through. We're in our world. So when you bring my world is good into your world, now your world gets to align differently, but consciously, because you are choosing the goodness. And what will happen in very short order, I absolutely guarantee it, is you will start to see the goodness show up in your life. You will start to see it, feel it, taste it, touch it, hear it. It will show up to your five senses, the goodness that is in your world. And then as you focus there, then we can grow the movement, because once you've created goodness in your world, you've already created this incredible energy that's going to get to propel you forward. And I'll tell you that this movement is couched in everything I've taught for over a year. It starts in beingness. This is the beingness. The beingness is my world is good. I'm being in that space. I'm being in that energy. I'm being in those words, and I'm feeling into them. And I'm just like, yeah, my world is good. And every time I say it, I smile. But even better than that, as we go along each day, I'll throw something up. Look for this background, because I'll use this, but not the New Year's necessarily. Well, maybe, but the background, because this will be our space. This will be our my world is good. So that whenever you see it, you know something's coming for the movement. And every day that we put something up, one of the other things I'd like to encourage for everyone who's participating is that as the goodness shows up, when you come online, share it. Come on to that, go onto your own page and just share a piece of goodness on your page, or come on to wherever you see this in your feed and in the comments, share with me the good things that are going on. And I'm going to share with you the good things that are going on. I'm not talking about made up shit here. I'm talking about you getting to experience an incredible amount of goodness, just showing up in the strangest and most bizarre and exciting and awesome ways possible. And they will, in the smallest and greatest of ways. So my world is good. I want you to embrace this. And then as we move forward, I'm sure I'll get inspired to another statement, but this is the statement for this movement. My world is good. Please don't change it. Don't alter it. Don't mess with it. Don't fuck with it. If you're going to participate, participate 100%. Please. We are trying to create a unified field here. And my world is good is that unified field, so that all of our worlds come together in that vibration. And imagine what can happen when all of that energy is flooding our planet. I can only think, wow. But remember, we've allowed ourselves to come to such a place of negativity that it's going to take a little migration to get to the positivity. But it doesn't have to be hard. It may be challenging at times because the things we've allowed to create in our space have to, in a way, be deconstructed. They have to be changed. But that change comes because we are in the be, do, have cycle. What do I mean by that? We are in beingness. We are creating a vibration and an energy. We are creating momentum right here, right now. And from that powerful intention, my world is good, you will be inspired to doing this out of the goodness. You will be inspired because you allow this goodness to move through you. And remember talking about that toroidal field? You expanding that energy every time you say that, it gets bigger. The love gets bigger. So my world is good, feeds you. And then that feeds you and inspires you because you're connected to all that is. It inspires the next step. And then you get to begin to show up in your life the way you've always wanted to, because you're giving yourself permission to know that you are okay, that you're allowed, that you are a powerful creator, that you are an extraordinary human being with the power to change the world. And I never thought those words would ever come out of my mouth. Honest to God. Never thought I would say we can change the world. And what I'm telling you is we can change the world. It's extraordinary. Hold on for a second. I want to check in on a comment coming through. Michael Williams Case, my amazing husband. My world is good. I love you and I appreciate you. Thanks for tuning in. Our world is good and it continues to get better and better and better. And we're going to take a quick break here so we can talk about a couple other things. And where am I at? The Year of Conscious Creation. Good. So I'm going to do a quick commercial for my book. How about that? Give me a minute to calm my vocal cords and let you guys enjoy a little bit of this book commercial. So I'm going to come back right after this and we will carry on this incredible conversation. All right, guys, I'll be right back. All right, guys, I'm just going to take a minute here. I want to actually a little bit more than a minute, but I want to talk to you about the science of transformation. So as you know, we have the show Adventures in Truth livecast and Adventures in Truth podcast. And my amazing book, Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love. This book can change your life, quite honestly. This book can change your relationship with fear because it will help you to tap into the understanding of the evolution of fear in your experience. www.adventuresintruth.com. If you want to stop over and check out our website, you will see where to order the book. You can order through Amazon or Kindle or Barnes & Noble. There's a couple other places as well. And you'll also find out more information about the show and about my program, The Science of Transformation. But everything is based in the same premise, guys. This whole platform is all about all the ways that we can transform our experience by changing our relationship with fear. And The Science of Transformation is all about that. The Science of Transformation is about rewiring your brain. It is a program that helps you to change the focus of the energy in your brain and also open you up in ways to your own energy and field that we talk about every week. This is about learning how you use your energy, how your energy is wired into you, and understanding that you have all of the ability to rewire at any moment in any time. And the Science of Transformation can take you through that process. And I've worked with hundreds of people all over the country and all over the world who have had tremendous success and tremendously powerful experiences through the Science of Transformation. I'm excited. Lauren is in the process of creating a new commercial for me for the Science of Transformation, which is really cool. And I'm excited to roll that out to you as soon as it's completed. But if you'd like to learn more about the Science of Transformation, if you'd like to work with me personally, you can reach out to me at thescienceoftransformation@gmail.com. Or you can go to the website at www.adventuresintruth.com and you can connect with me there. What else did I want to tell you? I think that was all of it. So order the book, adventuresintruth.com. Check out all the great things we have to offer. And if there's any way that I can help serve you better, please let me know. But thank you for being a part of the Got Joy family, the Science of Transformation, the Adventures in Truth, and the book. All good stuff. So we're going to get back to the show here in just a second. Bear with me. We'll be right back. All right, we are back and we are starting a movement, and that movement is exciting. My world is good. This is the year of conscious creation from my perspective, from the world of Adventures in Truth and Science of Transformation. So before the break, we were talking about the Be Do Have process. And so I want to take that a little bit further in understanding why this movement is so powerful. When we create through intention, when we create consciously, we start in this place of beingness because we are tuning into who we are. We are tuning into our energy. We are tuning into all that we are. And through that, setting intention, coming to understand desire, what it is that we desire in our lives and in our world. And as we begin to align to that desire and we set intention and we push it out into the world to become manifest, which is why we do anything, that energy, because we are in now, we are in this now, and we are projecting a thought, we are projecting an intention, a focus for our intention, right? So we focus that intention and we begin to move into that intention. What happens is that everything in our world that is not matching the vibration of our intention has to change. everything that's not matching that intention has to morph, change, adjust, shift, whatever it has to do in order for that to become a reality, that thing, that desire that you have. So what happens is that we understand how much we don't know about what we can do. And I'm not saying I know all of it. I'm saying I have some insight into what I have experienced in the world about how we create and how, when you start in that being place, that when you set that intention, when you set that new energetic place that you desire to be, it calls forth from everything in the universe. Everything focuses into that moment with you because we are all one. We're just living in this individual world in the time and space reality on a planet of 7.5 billion people. What a bizarre paradigm, right? So in the beingness process, as you're there, your intention is growing, your momentum is growing. That momentum then stimulates a desire to do something, a step, a call, a connection, any number of things. It shows up in any number of ways. It can show up watching a television show. It can show up reading a book. It can show up in meditation. It can show up talking to a friend. It can show up walking through the woods. There's no limitation to where these things show up. They simply show up because your focus and your intention are so clear and you are inspired. And when I say inspired, I call it the choiceless choice. The inspiration is, oh, that thing I got to do. Boom. And your energy gets really big and your heart opens up really wide and you feel all of these feelings. But what you feel ultimately is, oh, this is my next step. This is where I'm going. When this thing here, this movement thing that we're doing happened, I kind of went, what? Serious biz. I'm like, what? See, here's the deal. I was inspired, right? It showed up in my world. It inspired the hell out of it. It was like, what an amazing thought process. And then when I came out of the meditation and I started to think about putting it together, and I mean, in meditation, I pretty much had laid out the whole construct. But then when I come back into my physical reality and I go, that's interesting. Who am I? We can try this. Okay. My world is good. How does that tie into anything I do? Right. So suddenly I'm thinking about all this stuff. None of it matters. Because what I know is that I have to do this. I have to do this. Because to me, it is a choiceless choice. Because the inspiration that it filled me with is undeniable. That happens all the time, everybody. All the time. You just got to be in attention to it. So when you can allow yourself in that space of creation, my world is good. My world is good. My world is good. My world is good. You stimulate and catapult a stream of energy that is so powerful and so clear and so focused that if you allow yourself to travel with it, it will simply attract to you the things that will allow that to come to fruition. And it will not take a long time because as you focus, you begin to lose the attachment to the things that have kept you from it because those hooks that you use to keep you in current reality are no longer necessary because you're not staying here. But the funny thing is you're never staying in any one reality for any length of time. So all the hooks do is keep you attached to old ideas, old thoughts, old beliefs, old constructs, and you drag that shit with you everywhere you go. And I say you, me, it's all of us. Please don't think that at any moment I think that I'm not included in that. I am very much included in that. I regularly have moments and I regularly have to get conscious about my moments. Because change creates stuff, you know. Again, you're in this part and you're in your now and you're intending into some new now. And in order to get there from here, all kinds of things got to move out of the way. All kinds of things got to transform. All kinds of things got to move around so that the space for this new energy that you are stepping into is ready when you are. So join me, please. Join me in this movement. I encourage you. I beg you. I ask you. I love you. Please be a part of this. Wherever you can, as often as you can, share the hashtag. My life is good. Take a piece of paper, write it on a piece of paper, and tape it to your bathroom mirror. The most amazing possible way that you can project stuff into your universe is to use your mirrors everywhere. I've done it hundreds of times in my life when I wanted to reprogram my brain. If I wanted to learn how to be more patient, I would declare that I am patient, and I would put it on a blue piece of paper, a blue post-it note, and I would write it clear enough that I could see it clearly. Sometimes you can add art to it. You can have fun with it, but I don't make it a big deal. It's just, you know, the main picture maybe sits in my office or sits somewhere prominent. I put it on my phone as my screensaver too. But when you pick that color and you pick that thing, I am patient. In this case, my world is good. Then when you put that color, anywhere you see that color will trigger that thought in your mind every time. So I'd put it in my car, I'd put it in my bathroom, I'd put it in my kitchen, I'd put it in my living room, I put it everywhere. Everywhere that I know that I see something, on the refrigerator, under the television. And the cool thing is it can be discreet. It doesn't have to be a big piece of paper. It can be a little tiny square of color that you can see clearly. Just another way that you can support yourself in this process. But this year of conscious creation is happening with or without you. I want you to be a part of this conscious creation because it's going to be magnificent. What we have the ability to do in our world right now is extraordinary if we harness our power. And that is not the power that our current government uses. It is not the power that those who are creating negatively and forcing their will, forcing their perspective is going to create. This is how we change that momentum. Enough of us in our individual 7.5 billion unique sparks of the divine in our little world on this planet. We do that by choosing to intend my world is good, by choosing to intend it and choosing to walk into it. You don't even have to, literally, you don't have to do anything else. You will want to because this will stimulate you in ways that'll blow your mind. It'll stimulate you in ways that you go, what? What do I want to do? Because you'll be so surprised and so overjoyed at the joy and the love that comes through you every time you say that statement and every time you engage that statement. Do it before you go into your meeting. Do it before you call that, make that phone call. Do it before you do anything. And it doesn't require you to do anything extra, except to focus and intend it. And you know what? Even if you don't feel it in the beginning, if you say it 10 or 20 times to yourself, you will not help but feel it. You may start in a place, maybe you just had a fight with your spouse and you're like, man, my world is good, bullshit. My world is there. My world is there. My world is good. Forcing yourself, my world is good. Even if it sounds angry, my world is good. 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 And I can't sustain it. I'm sorry. I just can't sustain it because it's not true. The energy that I'm pretending in my anger and my frustration, it can't. It holds no candle to the power of love, people. Not even a little bit. But again, I hope you see in the example how easy it is and how easy it is for you to participate with this process because it's extraordinary. And you're extraordinary. And the fact that you're here and you're listening, I can't even begin to tell you the depth of my appreciation for you. I can't because I get to sit here and share these wild and wonderful and extraordinary ideas with you. And you get to choose how you engage them. You get to choose. And what an incredible thing we have going on here. But that you are taking the time, whether you bought my book, whether you listen to the show, whether you watch the show, whether I've worked with you in the past through the Science of Transformation, know that my appreciation for you knows no bounds. My love knows no bounds for the fact that I get to connect, the fact that I get to do this. I'm sitting in a room in Colorado, one of my bedrooms in my apartment with my little studio structured out here all by myself, dogs in the other room. But I get to be here with you. I think that's pretty extraordinary. And I want all of our extraordinary to come together. I want that spark of the divine that is you in your world to light up in a way that has never lit in before. Litten? How about that for a word? That has never done that before. I want you to join me in this movement. This movement of my world is good. My world is good. It doesn't mean that you're ignoring everything that's going on. It doesn't mean that you don't see other things. It's about affirming the energy with which you live in and the energy with which you consciously create. My world is good. My world is good. And so maybe you started off in the morning 10 or 20 times. When you wake up, I mean, that second you come back in your body, you know that period, you know that place, you know when you slide back in, right then and there, as you're coming back from all the work you did over the night, now bring that powerful energy forward and through you by claiming, my world is good. Give yourself permission to create the goodness that you know you are. I can't tell you again how much I appreciate you being here. I could go on all day about it. My hope, my desire, my want is that you join me in this year of conscious creation, that you join me in this movement. My world is good. My world is good. My world is good. And so is yours. Join me in this movement. Join me. Unleash your potential. Unleash your light. Unleash your love. And let's change the world together because we can. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for watching. www.adventuresintruth.com is where you can go to find out all that kind of good stuff. I'm all over Facebook, Science of Transformation Facebook page, Adventures in Truth livecast page, my personal page. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Instagram. I'm everywhere, I guess, kind of, sort of. But join me on this. When we come out the next day or two, I will do another quickie live to just stimulate more of the same and more interest and more excitement. And please share this. Please like. If you like the show, please hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, share with your friends, but particularly this episode, particularly this movement, I'm looking for as much support as can possibly be. And I'm asking all of you who listen to share it, even if you just share the hashtag. It means the world and it will change the world. You guys are awesome. You're amazing. Can't wait to see you next week. Have an amazing first day of 2021 and have an amazing first week of 2021 and amazing 2021 and beyond. And we'll see you next time and looking forward to that as well. So I'm going to jump out here and we'll see you on the other side. Thanks, guys. Have an incredible day. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Adventures in Truth podcast. Thank you for joining us. We'd love to connect with you. Please like us on Facebook and subscribe on YouTube. To learn more about Jim's book, Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love, or to book a session with Jim, you can email us at adventuresintruth@gmail.com, or you can join us on the web at www.adventuresintruth.com. Tune in next time for another great Adventures in Truth podcast.